Thank you for listening to the radio program brought to you by the members of the Main Street Church of Christ. We meet in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, 240 West Main Street. Our times of assembly, Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock, about a two-hour period of worship. We seek to worship God in spirit and in truth, and we partake of the Lord's Supper every Sunday. We have a cappella singing. We have prayers. We give as we've prospered. We have Bible classes. We have sermons. And on Wednesday night, we meet at 7 o'clock for a continuation of our Bible studies. And for about the next 2.5 months, the adults will be studying about how to read and study the Bible. And our preacher, Logan Sammons, and one of our elders, Matt Thompson, are going to be leading that study. And it's a study designed to encourage us to just realize how valuable the Bible is to us. It has the words of life in it. And we'll be judged by the words that Jesus has spoken. So it's designed primarily to help those who may be younger in the faith to realize that it's not as daunting a task as you might think to read and study the Bible, especially if you have some aids to assist you in some of the words and in just trying to understand what was taking place in those Bible times. Today, I'd like to consider with you the subject of decisiveness. Now, this comes from a book by a gentleman named Gary Henry. He has written several books, and the title of two of them is Enthusiastic Ideas, Another Good Word for Each Day of the Year. So he takes a word for every day of the year, and he's written two books about that. And I'd like to look at the idea of one he wrote about decisiveness for a reading in June the 7th. There is a gentleman named Charles Millhuff. And according to what Mr. Henry says, this gentleman identified three main areas where our decisions determine the kind of lives that we're going to create. And this is the quotation. Many of life's circumstances are created by three basic choices: the disciplines we choose to keep, the people we choose to be with, and the laws we choose to obey. Let's talk about discipline first. It's really the idea of training people. Let's look at what the Bible says in the Hebrew letter. Hebrews chapter 12, the writer says, verse 5, "And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastens every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful." rather than pleasant. But later it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Discipline. We have received it. If you've been in school, you were disciplined. In the home, father and mother were the disciplinarians. Every aspect of our lives seems to be disciplined for the purpose of training us to be better people. The rules that we need to obey from childhood, we're taught certain things we can do and certain things that are forbidden us to do. So that's one idea of discipline. Another is this. It's a particular area of study. I have three children, and they all chose three different areas of study that they disciplined themselves. And one was, my oldest son chose accounting, chose to be an accountant. My youngest son chose engineering as his discipline, and therefore those boys took classes, got degrees in certain subjects, and then went to work and learned more about those disciplines, about those occupations that they had chosen. My daughter went a different route. She chose art, and she is still engaging in art. But all of these take a lot of practice, a lot of self-discipline in order to acquire the skills that you need to be successful if these are your careers. So they made these goals that they would carry out what was necessary in order to be employed in these particular areas. The people you choose to be with is so important in this life. We're told in the Hebrew letter, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. Interesting, isn't it? The choice that he made. He chose to be with God's people, and he became the great leader. Moses, the one who led the people out of Egypt. Moses, the lawgiver. Although the law was given by God, but Moses is the one who was the recipient and in turn taught the people of Israel. So who do you choose to spend your time with? That's a major question to consider. Sometimes the people you grow up with and the people you ran with are not the same people that you're with now. Consider what the psalmist said in Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The Gentiles, who had very little, if any, knowledge, when the gospel was taught to them, there were considerations that they had to make. There were decisions that they had to make, because many of them had grown up in the custom or practice of idolatry. And so Peter would write this, in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in licentiousness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. And so it is. When someone has spent their lifetime practicing things that are displeasing to God, that are sinful, when one decides to follow Jesus, when one decides to become a Christian, it's one of the major decisions that they make. Who will they spend their time with? Will they find a group of like-minded people who share a like faith and want to please God, serve Him, learn more about Him, learn of His love for us, and we in turn begin to practice the things that are revealed unto us in God's Word. So what laws do you choose to obey? The apostles one time had to go before the council, and they said, we have to obey God rather than men when they were commanded to quit preaching in the name of Jesus Christ. They ought to obey God's law rather than man's law. So what are God's laws? Paul would talk about them in several different ways. Romans 3, verse 27, he talks about the law of faith. You know, it's faith that we need. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, and faith comes by hearing the word of God. Romans 7, 22, he refers to it as the law of God. Romans 8, verse 2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We're led by the Spirit. We are not following the ways of the flesh, but the ways of the Spirit. James talks about the perfect law of liberty in James chapter 1 and verse 25. So I'd like to read just a few words from one of the hymns that we sing. I have decided to follow Jesus. 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 No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I will still follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. No turning back, I'll follow him. Jesus said his disciples would take up their cross daily and follow him. So think about that. I thought that makes sense about the idea of being decisive. Indecision is very difficult for us. But once you've made a decision, then carry it out. See it to its conclusion. And again, this is Charles Millhuff. Many of life's circumstances are created by three basic choices. The disciplines we choose to keep, the people we choose to be with, and the laws we choose to obey. Let's choose wisely. Let's choose to follow Jesus. Appreciate your listening for the Main Street Church of Christ. This is Gist Howell. Thank you.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be
NBC or CBS, ABC or CNN, that's given us the freedom of the press. Not Jerry Falwell, Larry Flint, Ted Kennedy, or Jesse Jackson, given us the freedom to verbally express. Not the campus organizer and all the demonstrations, given us the freedom to march, freely march and disagree. Oh, can't you see?
It has all.
This little girl, oh, he wishes he were home. And somewhere there's a soldier, and he's reading a love letter from his wife, and she is telling him how she feels so alone. And somewhere there's a mom and dad who cry late in the night, or a son won't be coming home, a son who gave his life. Freedom isn't free. Oh, can't you see?
It has always been the soldier.
love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of a nation. My fears and failures, fill
FM and AM 1150 WMST.